Hey guys, welcome to our channel. We're so glad that you're here today. We trust that today's message will be a great blessing to you and you will be inspired by the Word of God. Remember to stay connected to Faith Church. We want you to receive all that God has for you. Remember, for faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Let's go into today's message.
Today we're going to talk about miracles happen by faith. Let's turn our Bibles over to Galatians chapter 3. I trust you all have your books and you have your Bibles and you are ready to engage with the Word. Amen? Amen. Galatians chapter 3. All right. We know protocols. Please, let's not forget. Let the food of Thanksgiving not cloud our memory. You know, turkey is not a very smart animal. So I know when we eat turkey sometimes, you know. For those who didn't eat turkey, Lord bless you. You know, I learned something this week. The reason they started to have turkey was because at that time it was very cheap. And it could feed a lot of people. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we find so much luxury in the cheap turkey. But God turned it around. Yeah. Amen? So I'm thinking maybe next year I want to have a lobster Thanksgiving. Sounds nice, right? Yeah. All right. But the turkey is good. I like turkey. I actually do. And I love turkey curry. It's like one of my favorite things. And if you don't believe, please talk to Tiana after church. She likes it so much now that she requested on her birthday. So, yeah. All right. Talk to her. She'll break you the good news and she'll cook you some. We don't know about that, but okay. All right. Galatians chapter 3, it says, therefore, somebody says, therefore. He who what? Chapter 3, verse 5. All right, read the screen, please, for those who have old Bibles. Get yourself a new King James Bible. Let's go. Therefore, he who what? What he does? What he does? Okay. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works what?
Miracles.
What does he work?
Miracles.
What does he work?
Miracles.
What does he work?
Miracles.
So receive your miracle this morning. Receive your miracle this morning. Right now, we receive your word. Miracles in our life. In Jesus' name. Where does he work it? Where does he work it? Among you. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by works of the law? Or by what? By what? The hearing of faith. Read the next verse. Count it to him for what? Righteousness. Therefore, somebody say no.
No.
Therefore, no. Meaning, therefore, remember that only those who are of faith are the what? Is anyone here a son of Abraham? So only you are qualified for miracles? Hallelujah! Give the Lord praise. He may be seated. Amen. So, this morning I want to talk to you about miracles happen by faith. Miracles are not supposed to happen. Miracles is an upturning of systems that are set in place. Because a miracle is extraordinary. I say a miracle is extraordinary. For example, when Daniel went into the lion's den, he was supposed to be eaten by the lions. But what happened? By faith, he subdued the lion. By faith, Go to Hebrews chapter 33. And we're going to see it there. By faith, he subdued the lions. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were supposed to be burnt. I said they were supposed to be burnt. But by faith, the fire could not burn them. Let's read. Verse 30, 33. Who through faith, what they did? Subdue kingdoms. Worked righteousness. Obtained what? Promises. What else he did? Stop the mouths of lions. Not one mouth, but mouths. Many mouths of lion. When the bear and the lion came to David, what did David do? David slayed them. How did he do it? By faith. He did it by faith. So, miracles are not supposed to happen. But by faith, miracles happen. When you walk by faith, you can expect the impossible. When you walk by faith, you can expect the impossible. This morning they were singing, through you, I can do any things. I can do how many things? All things. What the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ. Who what? Who what? Who what? How many things can we do? I say, how many things can we do? How many things can you do? Can you get your green card through faith? Can you get your green card without an interview? Why? Faith. When the word comes and says, this time next year, you're not going to be the same. Don't sit down and say, oh man, it's coming close to time. And oh man, I'm not seeing nothing happening. And oh man, like God, where are you? Oh man. No! Say amen. I will see the promise of God. Amen. I will lay hold on my victory. Amen. Help me with these mics, guys. I don't want to shout. Come on, Kim, fit in. By faith. By faith. So when you get a word, you have to stand on the word. Does God lie?
No.
Is he man? He doesn't have to lie. Nor does he, when he releases a word, he don't have to go back and say, oh, we're just standing here to let you know that heaven made a mistake and we're here to fix the word. He don't have to send out the PR firm and say, please go out and clean this up for me. No, the Bible says he is not man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. You got to take those words. Hold on to that word. He who began the good work in you is faithful. He is faithful. He is to accomplish it. His word shall not return unto him what? Empty. The word void means empty. It's not going to return to him empty, but it shall accomplish. Somebody say accomplish. Say accomplish. They say they shall be. No, say they shall be. Accomplishment of the word of God in my life. I receive it. I lay hold on it. I encounter it. I experience it. And my enemies shall see it. Say it, say it. My enemies shall see it. So miracles were not supposed to happen. But by faith. Imagine when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were standing looking at the furnace. And then not only did they see the furnace or were about to encounter the furnace, the Bible says, the king said, make it 7 times hotter. So they were supposed to be consumed 7 times faster. So they were saying, not only are we going in and we're going to get burnt to death, but my God, we're going to be evaporated like that because it was so hot that the people that threw them in, they were burnt. The people that trod them in, who's not in the furnace, much less them going into the furnace. But the Bible says, when they got into the furnace, Nebuchadnezzar looked, and he said, didn't we throw three men in the furnace? And I look, and I see four. I want to tell you, when your enemies look at you, that you're going to go down. They're going to see the mighty hand of God. They're going to see the miracle working power of God. They're going to see the intervention of God on your behalf. Have there is a fourth man in the fire. You are not going down, but you're going up. You're not decreasing, you're increasing. I say you're not decreasing, but you're increasing. The God we serve is the God of miracles. Somebody shout miracles. And miracles only happen by faith. I said miracles don't happen by mishap. They don't happen by chance, but they happen by faith. I want to tell you, we're going to subdue systems. I said, when God releases a word, you're going to get your rights. You're going to get your rights. You don't have to worry how it's going to happen. When God says you're getting off a case, you might have been guilty, but God says he'll make a way of escape. If you turn to God, he will make a way of escape. God can expunge your record. As it is in heaven, so on earth. If he could have done it in heaven. Hello? Your record is clean in heaven. Your sin was expunged. Hello? And if he could do it up there, he can do it down here. I said if he could have done it up there, he would do it down here. Expect your record to be clean. Expect your family members to get a clean record. Expect reversal in Jesus' name. Say, if you turn to me, I'll turn to you. If you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. So when God draws near, what happened? Miracles. Somebody shout miracles. Shout miracles. Shout miracles. This is a December, it's a month of miracles. Have an anticipation of miracles. Step out on the waters in December. Don't be fearful and say, I'm waiting for 26. No, no, no. The Bible said today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Months are just days. But I want to tell you, God has an appointment with you today. Today, I am anticipating my miracle. I refuse to walk around without miracles happening in my life. I refuse to not encounter the hand of God when he promised that among us, we're going to see it. The word says it is God that lavishes. That word supply, that word means there is no limit, but he lavishes. Shout lavish. Shout lavish. Say, God is lavishing me with his spirit. Say, miracles are lavished on me. Hallelujah. So, it says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you. Who supplies the Spirit? Jesus supplies the Spirit. John says, I baptize you with water, but there's one that comes after me that will baptize you with the who? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and fire. When you get the Holy Ghost, you don't get calm. No, come on. I said when you get the Holy Ghost, you don't get calm. Where there is fire, things happen. Go. You have a nice shoe, put fire on it. It's going to mess it up. You have a nice outfit, put fire in it. And see, it's going to burn it. Hey, you want to cook some food? You need fire. The hardest piece of goat that doesn't want to boil, put it under some good fire. It will submit itself to the fire. I pray that over your life today, things will submit to you. Kingdoms will submit to you. Systems will submit to you. Because there's fire in your life. There is fire in your life. There is fire in your life. There is fire. So, he who supplies. The supply of God is not limited. The supply of God is not limited. enough with having a little bit of the Holy Ghost. God wants to lavish you with his spirit. God wants to, dab you up in his spirit. You ever see some girls, you wear so much makeup, you could see it from a mile away, that they got on 10 pounds of makeup. What they did, lavish themselves. They didn't go light. They lavish it. Why? Because they want to accomplish something. Hello? They're trying to create an image. Maybe they don't have it. I love makeup, by the way. This is not against makeup. I'm just trying to give an example. Okay, all you ladies are looking at me. Oh, no, Pastor. Don't talk about my makeup. I actually like it when you wear makeup. Keep it on. Right? So, but people lavish. You ever see when brides get married? They say the more makeup you have on, the better the pictures look. Anybody heard of that? So they lavish themselves. I want to tell you this morning, that's for the outside. But God wants to do something on the inside. He wants to lavish you with his spirit. He wants to make your life a sweet perfume. He wants to make your life a sweet fragrance by lavishing you with the spirit of God. You had no joy, now you got joy. You had no peace, now you got peace. You had no happiness, now you're overflowing and you're rejoicing in God. Why? Why? He's lavishing you. Oh, stay with me. Stay with me. Stick with it. If you don't stick with it, you're not going to get it. I said, why? He's lavishing us. He's lavishing you. So when you wake up every morning, expect more Holy Ghost. More Holy Ghost. More Holy Ghost. He wants to lavish. Lavish. Lavish means in great abundance. You know, we went to shopping this week. And this was a different kind of Black Friday for me because I had my mom and my dad. And I was like their GPS, you know. Wherever they needed to go, I had to take them. They want to go to this store, I have to take them. I have to go to this store. You have to take them. You see, Pastor Rina, she's full of energy, but she needs a lot of help. Right? So I had to take them around. But as I was taking them around, God was preparing a plan for me. I didn't know what was coming, but God was preparing a blessing for me. So I was patient with my parents. And I want to talk to all of you who have elderly parents. Take time with them. Take time with them. Be patient with them. Carry them where they need to go. Lead them the way they need to go. Help them out. Amen? But when I tell you, at the end of the night, I went home with like 5 pairs of new shoes. And I did not pay for them. They were lavished on me. Are you with me? So God has a much more. If earthly fathers know to give good gifts, how much more? Somebody say more. Your heavenly Father, who knows all that you need, will supply according to his great riches in glory. Somebody say lavish. Oh, I'm set up for lavishing. Hallelujah. Lavishment is my portion. So how does God want to give you the Holy Ghost? And how do you get it? By works?
No.
By faith. Because the scripture reads, therefore he who supplies the spirit to you, let's skip a little part. Does he do it by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now the miracles part, God wants to work massive miracles in your life. Miracles come by faith. The Holy Ghost come. Many of you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is by faith. Yeah. I said it's by faith. Yeah. How do you, the Bible says faith without works is what? Yeah. Dead. So with faith and works, it goes together. Not works of your own righteousness, but works of faith. So when you pray in faith, God responds to you.
Yeah.
You can't work to get God's blessings and favor. No, you work because you love him. You work because, let's say, you're sacrificing for him, but it can't save you. The Bible says, for by grace you're saved through what? Faith. Faith is a channel that brings the supernatural into the natural. Write that down. Faith is the channel that brings the supernatural into the natural. How are you able to do extraordinary things? It is by faith. How are we able to build this church? It is by faith. How are we able to have a TV ministry around the world? It is by faith. How are we able to stream? It is by faith. We do all these things by faith. So, faith brought you salvation. Faith brings you the lavishing of the Spirit. And faith empowers you to do miracles. Our sister came up and she testified that her back, she stands up all the time. She has a back pain. If you've had a back pain, you know what a back pain feels like. It is very uncomfortable and discomforting, and it puts extra stress on your day. But what she did, she came to the altar. I prayed. What kind of prayer? The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. The Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise them up. So faith produces miracles. Faith produces what? Miracles. Now, I want to talk to you. Let's go down to this next verse, and then I'll go back and I'll talk. It says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by what? Verse 8. By faith. How do we get saved? It's not the law. The Gentiles didn't get the law. The law went to the Jews. Yeah. Hello? The law went to the Jews. I see all these people walking around and they're preaching the law, and they're saying you have to live by the law and you have to obey the law and you have to do all these things. The Bible says if we break one law, we break all. Yeah. If you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all. But I got breaking news. Faith came before the law. Faith was before the law. Because where did Abraham believe? It was in Genesis. In Genesis 11 and 12, God called him. God says, come out from among them. Come out from your father's house. Leave them behind. What did he do? He got up and the man left. How did the man leave? The man left by faith. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know. When you're walking with God, sometimes he'll take you on some waters of uncertainty. But even though the waters are uncertain, the certain one is with you. The faithful one is with you. Don't worry about the waters. Listen, we saw a man walk on water. And I'm not talking about Jesus, I'm talking about Peter. Once his eyes was on certainty, incertainty faded. When you keep your eyes on Jesus, doubt goes. I said doubt goes. All of a sudden you're able to do big things. You're able to do exceeding things. You're able to do abundant things. Why? Because your eyes are on the source of the exceeding, of the abundant, above you could ask or think or imagine. So we need to take our eyes off of what we see and walk by faith. The Bible said we walk by faith and not by what? Sight. So Abraham left by faith. And the beautiful thing, when we believe God, faith becomes righteousness. Faith produces righteousness. The Bible says what? It was accounted to Abraham as righteousness. Why? Because he believed God. God is looking for people that will believe him. When you read the word, you can't doubt the word. You are to believe the word. If the word says you're blessed, guess what you are? You're blessed. The word says the wisdom of God is flowing in you. Guess what? The wisdom of God is flowing in you. The knowledge of God is filling you. You can believe that. The knowledge of God is filling you like the water covers the sea. I want to say this. Last, when we had those nights of meetings, I was on a week of fast. And I heard Prophet Mark McLean preaching. I was on a morning to night fast, 12 midnight to 6 p.m. and have dinner. But when I heard him preach, and he said, deep calls out to deep. Yeah. He said, deep calls out to deep. In that moment, I forsook my food all the way to Friday night. I didn't even remember to eat that night anymore. All I keep saying, when I'm hungry, I said, deep calls out to deep. Deep calls out to deep. Deep calls out to deep. What I heard, the word, what did it produce in me? Faith. So then I move now by faith. So Abraham left. Verse 6 says, just as Abraham believed God and was accounted to him for what? Righteousness. Therefore, therefore know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. Know that only those who walk by faith can see the supernatural. I said only those who walk by faith will see the supernatural. We remember the story in Acts chapter 3. Peter and John going up to pray at the hour of prayer. What are they doing? Walking by faith to the temple. They got to the temple. Who did they see? The lame man. Sitting where? At the gate of Beautiful. Expecting what? Money. He stretched out his arm to them, his hands. And when he stretched out his hand, they said to him, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, such as I have. What do they have? Faith. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
They give the man faith. They say, what we have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the Bible says, immediately the man jumped up, ran into the temple, dancing, leaping, and praising God. I want to tell you, use the faith that you got and make some things happen. Use the faith that's within you and let something happen around you. Happen on your job, happen in your school, wherever you go. Take faith with you and give it to somebody. Reinhard Bonnke, he's one of my favorite preachers, his favorite evangelist, man of God. He went to Nigeria. He got an invitation to go and preach at a church opening. And he said, you know what? That's not my kind of thing. I don't really go to that stuff. I really want to keep crusade. But he said, the Lord said to him, go. And he said, more so he even went because he loved that pastor. But not knowing it was a setup. Let me show you the scripture before I go. Hebrews 11:35. Hold that scripture and we're going to read it together. Hebrews 11:35. Not knowing that God opened up this scripture to a woman. Hebrews, and women receive their dead raised to life again. A certain man had a car accident. His name was Daniel Ekechukwu, something like that. Ekechukwu. He had a car accident. And in the process of that accident, he became unconscious. Eventually, by the time he got to the hospital, two doctors pronounced him dead. They pronounced him dead. So if he's dead, where did they take him? To the morgue. Took him to the morgue. They embalmed him. They embalmed him. Took out everything. Drained his blood. Embalmed him. But his wife was reading her Bible. And she saw this scripture. Hebrews 11:35. Woman, receive their dead raised to life again. A lot of times we read these scriptures and we just read past them. But a faith rose up in that woman. And she told his family, I'm taking him to church because the man of God is here. I heard the man of God is here. She got pushed back from the family. They're like, no, we're getting ready to bury the man. What do you mean you're taking him to church? The man has been dead for 3 days and embalmed. Guys, Google his name. Daniel E-K-E-C-H-U-K-W. And keep it. I'll tell you when to put it up. She took him to the church. When she took him to the church, the military met her outside, because when Reinhard travels, governments have military escort because he is a target. When he went to Kano to preach in Nigeria, the Muslims shut the entire crusade down. He went to preach here, he couldn't preach. That's why I did that live stream on Sunday, Tuesday night? Because it's real. That has been going on in Nigeria. People have been martyred in Nigeria for their faith. Not today. Now we see it on the news because President Trump came out and spoke about it. But the books have been written since the 90s about it. Nobody paid it any attention. But thank God for somebody that would say something. You know why? We kept on praying. And God has a time when he answers the prayers of the saints. The woman says, I'm taking the dead to church. When she showed up, the military said, you can't bring a coffin in the church. She said, I don't want to bring the coffin in the church. We'll take him out the coffin. He said, you can't take him in the church. He said, yes, I'm going to take him in the church. She says, I am taking him in the church. Because the Bible says, women receive their dead to life again. They said, okay, take him in the basement. She said, good enough. He's in the building. There is power being in the building. The lie of online church, majority of people that watch online church are depressed. Majority of people that watch online church are depressed because they don't have the ability to fellowship. They're not in the atmosphere. At the hour of prayer, where were they going? To the temple. Where did a miracle happen? At the temple. Next time you walk through those doors, know that you're walking into an atmosphere of miracles. She said, okay, I'll take him in the basement. Mighty God. As Reinhard kept preaching, he started to hear a shout. He started to hear a shout and commotion. Remember, this man has been dead for 3 days. He's embalmed. That means they took out his organs and they cleaned him out. Drained out all his blood. Pumped the chemicals into him. What's that chemical called? Embalming fluid. It has a name. Something like that. Okay. Some different people use different fluids. Okay. This side is using one. This side is using one. I hope they put the right one in. But yeah, all of a sudden he heard a commotion. You know what happened? While he's preaching and praying, that dead man began to move. And the life came back to his body. And today, the man is a preacher of the gospel. All around the world, he goes and he preaches the word of God. Why? One woman saw the word. When a word comes alive to you, it's time to move. I said, when a word comes alive to you, it is time to move. You got the picture, media team? Okay. We'll bring him back to life in a second. But what? By faith. How did he come to life? Just like the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I can only touch. She said, if I could get, look the man there. Look at him. Look at that. The God that we serve is the God of miracles. He came to Reinhard Bonnke and he said, Brother Bonnke, I have a gift for you. He said, here is my death certificate that was issued to me. Put it on your wall. Bonnke said, no, I don't want that. He said, my God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Somebody shout hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? I say, is there anything too hard for God? Have faith for miracles. Here the man is. with his death certificate, holding it in his hand, because the God that we serve is the God of miracles. I want to read this scripture back to you. The word says, he who supplies the spirit to you works miracles where? Among you. Where are we going to see the miracles? Among us. Where are we going to see the breakthrough? Among us. Where are we going to see systems get subdued? Among us. Where are we going to see leaders raise up? Where are we going to see God change stories? In Jesus' name, let's all stand and give God praise. Say, God, I want faith for miracles. Say, Lord, I want faith for miracles. Come on, somebody extend your faith this morning. The God that we serve is not a fairy tale or a Nancy story, but he's the God that reigns in the heavens. He let the whole heart know that he's the God of the earth. I make him the God of my world. Begin to pray in the spirit. Draw, Holy Ghost, lavish, 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 lavish on your people. 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 Come on, come on, lavish, lavish on us, Lord. Lavish on us, lavish on us. Lavish, 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 lavish faith. Let some faith warriors arise. Let some warriors of faith arise. Let some people with the gold standard of faith arise. Let the gift of faith drop in this house. We're not going back to faithlessness. We're not going back to doubt. We're not going back to unbelief. The Holy Ghost is lavishing her. God is lavishing her.
Hey guys, I trust that you are blessed by today's message and that you are inspired to walk with God and to live a faith-filled life. At Faith Church, we want you to be a person that is intentional to choose to live by faith, because faith is the victory that overcomes the world and it helps you through any and every circumstance. Next, I want you to visit us. Come visit us at Faith Church, 4619. The info is right there, White Plains Road. We're a church. We're open. Anyone, everyone are welcome. And stay connected. Go to faithchurch.life. Get more info about us. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and all other socials. God bless you. This is Pastor Sam, and I'm out.